1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden issued an executive order essentially closing the southern border when daily illegal crossings by asylum-seeking migrants goes over a set number. Such crossings are already above the threshold of 2,500. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says money is what's needed and Congress controls the purse strings.
The president cannot take executive action and provide this department and other departments in the government with additional resources. Only Congress can do that.
Congressional Republicans will do nothing on orders from Donald Trump, who's campaigning on the issue. 7 years after the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that erupted into violence, Jacob Joseph Dix went on trial. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel is recommending against using MDMA, mind-altering compound, and magic mushrooms, recommending against using it as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. This is ABC News. Trying to stave off a $500 million cut to its budget increase, FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate Appropriations Committee this is not the time, particularly given the Hamas sneak attack on Israel.
Our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here.
And then there's the cyber threat issue, particularly from the Chinese communists.
We need funding to continue countering the threat posed by the PRC, a government sparing no expense in its quest.
New York City magnet fisher James Kane has pulled all manner of junk from local waterways. He hit the jackpot hauling a slimy safe out of a lake in a park that hosted the 1939 and 1964 World Fairs. Inside, stacks of $100 bills, partly decomposed and stuck together. Kane thinks it might be $100,000. He called police who said there's no evidence of crime, finders keepers. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day of the city. We still have it somewhere, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Homecoming for Rhys Hoskins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Rhys Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but most Presley standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done, just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, showers and thunderstorms moving in, some locally heavy rainfall at spots. Lows will be in the middle 60s. On your Wednesday, another chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Winds will be gusty. Right now, it's 73.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. By the way, just a quick mention for our Free Speech TV viewers. We're doing a meet and greet here in the studio on Thursday. In the fundraiser that's running at the top and bottom of the hour, I mentioned Friday, but it's going to be Thursday. So if you're one of those people who's coming, don't panic. It's Thursday. And that's because Friday I'm going to be debating Mike Gallagher at the Talkers Convention in New York City, which should be fun. So, back to the news, as it were, a Republican on the Fulton County Election Board. Now, this is down in Georgia. Fulton County, of course, is the Atlanta area, an area that, Fannie Willis is the district attorney, for example. But this white Republican lady, Julie Adams is her name, she is one of five board members who certify elections. And she's also the affiliated with the Tea Party Patriots, which has now become an election-denying group. It was, you know, kicked off by the Koch brothers back in the day to fight against socialized medicine, a.k.a. Obamacare. But now it's kind of gone its own way and turned into just another kind of right-wing weird crank group. She's also the regional coordinator for the southeastern states in the so-called Election Integrity Network. Election integrity is a buzz phrase that Republicans use for preventing black people from voting, basically. And the EIN, Election Integrity Network, is a national group now that has recruited election deniers to try to fill spots in local election offices in communities where there are a lot of black voters so that they can simply refuse to certify those elections so that those black votes don't get counted. And she helped start the Georgia Election Integrity Coalition after, in 2022, attending the national EIN summit. And so in May, last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, Georgia had their primaries. And Fannie Willis, by the way, got reelected, as did the judge in that case, Scott McAfee, or at least won their primaries. I can't say they got reelected, but they got they won their primaries. But Julie Adams, this fifth member of the board that certifies the results, refused to certify the results. And she said that the reason why was because she wanted a bunch of additional information. And the additional information that she was asking for would have basically just ground the entire system to a halt. She wanted to, she wanted copies of all the ballots. She wanted, just insane stuff. It was just crazy. And this is happening all over the country. That these election deniers from this we don't want no black people voting EIN group have or are refusing to certify elections. And this is a essentially in the primaries here, this is a dress rehearsal for this November. And, you know, that's how Trump tried to steal the election in 2020, was with the fake electors. You know, the fake electors kind of blew up in his face. But if the real electors, or if the people who certify the election that defines the real electors, refuse to certify the elections at the state level. See, they were trying to get at the federal level. You had 147 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted against certifying the election in 2020. That which is, you know, about, what, 60 or 70 short of what would have been necessary to shut down the election and throw it to the House of Representatives. And I guarantee you they're going to try to do that again this fall if Trump loses. I you know, hopefully, knock wood, you know, please God, when Trump loses. But in any case, this is, you know, part of their strategy. And one of Trump's former lawyers, Cleta Mitchell, founded the Election Integrity Network. We don't want no black people voting, their unofficial motto. And she was on that phone call where Trump was telling Brad Raffensperger that if he didn't find 11,000 plus votes to put him over the top, that Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, could be facing jail time. Trump threatened him. And that, of course, is what Fani Willis wants to charge him with. And of course, what the Republicans in Georgia are trying to prevent from happening. But the day after the primary, Adams had filed a lawsuit against the Fulton County Board to try to get all this information that she said she needed. You know, it's just gumming up the works. I mean, it's just very straightforward stuff. So keep an eye on this. This is an early warning system. This is a sign. This is, like I said, this is a rehearsal. These people are practicing for what they're going to do this fall in order to try to throw the election to the House. Because in the House, you know, under the 12th Amendment, if an election, if neither party, if neither Biden nor Trump reach, assuming those are the candidates, if neither one of them reaches 270 votes, then there is no Electoral College decision. It has to be an absolute majority of 50% plus one person. And if that does not happen, then the fallback is that the House of Representatives selects the president. And when they do that, each state has one vote, and that vote represents the will of the majority of the people on that state's congressional delegation. So if you've got a congressional delegation that's got, you know, seven Republicans and two Democrats, like I believe North Carolina does, then, you know, they're going to vote for Trump. And it turns out that there's 27 states that are majority Republican controlled, and, you know, only 23 that have either balanced representation or majority Democratic control. So if the election gets thrown to the House, Donald Trump will become president. And the Republicans know this. And that's what they're working toward. That's what this is all about. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene raises trolling to a new art form. This is absolutely bizarre. She got called out for it yesterday. This was when Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, came before Congress to explain, you know, there's this congressional committee about, you know, that's supposed to be looking into the pandemic. America had the worst rate of deaths from COVID of any developed country in the world, and one of the worst absolute numbers among all the countries in the world. But, you know, among all the developed countries in the world, we had the highest percentage of deaths of COVID. And the reason why, of course, is because Trump completely screwed up the prosecution of the pandemic, you know, dealing with the pandemic, because he was so desperate to get people back to work because he was afraid that a bad economy was going to mean that he didn't get reelected. He was right about that, by the way. So anyhow, they created this congressional committee to look into it, and but now they've got the Republican running it, and so instead of looking into, you know, what went wrong with Trump and all that stuff, they're trying to rewrite history and attack Anthony Fauci. So Marjorie Taylor Greene goes nuts on Fauci and refuses to call him a doctor, which is a violation of House rules. It's a violation of decorum. And here's a little clip from it. Check this out.
American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci, because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, Fauci, objection. Objection. Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Don't let him suspend.
I was going to say what Representative Raskin said. That's completely unacceptable to be able to deny Dr. Fauci, who's here, a respected member of the medical community, his title. And that's actually a personal attack on his character.
And I have instructed her.
He's not respected.
And I've instructed her to address him as a doctor.
So I'm not addressing him continue. As a doctor. Let's talk about this. I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time.
Words get taken
I'm
down.
I'm reclaiming
then.
My time.
A reminder that it is a violation of House rules and the rules of this committee to engage in personalities regarding other members or to question the motives of a colleague. Remarks of that type are not permitted by the rules and are not in keeping with the best traditions of our committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a point of order.
Mr. Griffin
has accused us
Mr.
of
Griffin
worshiping President Trump.
Gentle
we
lady,
don't worship President
gentle
Trump.
Gentlelady will suspend.
American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr.
Yeah, and it goes on from there. I mean, it runs for about 4 minutes where she's just, you know. This woman is, in my opinion, mentally ill. I mean, there's something seriously wrong here. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. You know, what's going on I've got one other thing I've got to share with you. This a major sports broadcasting figure just took down Trump yesterday. I want to share that with you, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. So stay with us. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we'd really rather you didn't know all about. Right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed in hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Excuse me. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, right now. And enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. Welcome back. So, I don't follow sports. It's something I've copped to in the past. I admit it. I just lost my page here. Here we go. But there's apparently a fairly famous fellow named Colin Cowherd. And I'm not sure if that's how he pronounces it, but that's how it's spelled, C-O-W-H-E-R-D. And he has this show or blog, and this is what he had to say. And I thought it was just brilliant because, he's talking to people who are, by and large, a lot of sports fans are Republicans. Not all, obviously. There's a lot of Democrats who are sports fans, too. But anyhow, he says, if everybody in your circle is a felon, maybe it's not rigged. Maybe the world isn't against you. Donald Trump is now a felon. His campaign chairman was a felon. So was his deputy campaign manager, his personal lawyer, his chief strategist, his national security advisor, his trade advisor, his foreign policy advisor, his campaign fixer, and his company CFO. They're all felons. Judged by the company you keep, it's a cabal of conflict, of convicts. And then he goes on to say, and this is where it gets really interesting, he says, Trump's trying to sell me an America that doesn't exist. Stop trying to sell me on everything's rigged and the country's falling into the sea and the economy's terrible. The America that I live in is imperfect, but compared to the rest of the world, I think we're doing okay. And, there you go. I mean, this is a man who is willing to speak truth to power, which is, you know, increasingly rare these days. And I think, you know, just a wonderful and remarkable thing. I tip my hat to Colin Cowherd, or Cowherd, or however he says it. All right, what's on your mind? Thomas in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Hey, Thomas, what's up?
Hi. I was just looking at one of the local papers, and there's a little blurb in here about, well, actually, I'll admit it's called Speak Out, and it's where people can, you know, speak their mind about stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the recent things is about how the complaints by conservative alt-right, I'll call them neo-Nazis because a lot of them are saying that all of these criminal trials against Trump are all from Democratic judges. They're not. In fact, Judge McAfee in the Georgia election case was appointed by a Republican governor. Judge Merchant in New York was appointed by a Republican by the New York Republican mayor in 2006.
Michael
Judge Cannon in the federal classified documents case in Florida was appointed by Trump himself.
Yep.
And Judge Chutkin is the only one who was appointed 95-0 by the Senate. And here's the thing, that was a bipartisan vote.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Kind of the definition of it. No, they're lying. They're lying through their teeth. They're trying to destroy America's faith in our criminal justice system and our court system because it is not serving their purposes at the moment by pointing out that the candidate for president of the United States that the Republican Party is putting up is now a convicted felon and is clearly guilty and will be found guilty in a reasonable court of law of stealing classified documents, of sharing top secret information with foreign adversaries. He's already been found guilty or adjudicated a rapist on two different occasions by two different juries of his peers. He's in all probability, he tried to steal an election. They tried a criminal fraud with the fake electors. He called Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia. We don't know how many other secretaries of state he called. It was just Raffensperger had the good sense to record the conversation. But he called the Secretary of State of Georgia and said, I just want you to find 11,780 or whatever the number was, you know, additional votes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this guy is a criminal. He was criming like crazy.
He's a pathological liar.
That too. Thomas, thank you. Spot on. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle Maple Glazed Salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And now Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. I've been using Superbeats for, about almost a decade now. They are great. So that is getsuperbeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and let's see, was there anything else that I wanted to share with you? I think we've covered, we covered everything from the second hour. So let's pick up your calls here. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, there's an aspect of Trump wanting to get back in power I haven't heard anybody bring up, and I think it's part of his driving force. But let me start out by asking you, isn't Putin considered one of the richest men in the world?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my theory. Trump wants to get back in power so he can do to America what Putin did to Russia. And if he's able to do that to America, he will be the richest man in the world. I think that's his driving force. And all these oligarchs that are backing him are fools, because the only way he's going to do that is by seizing their businesses like Putin did to the oligarchs in Russia.
Yeah, although Putin did make a number of people very, very rich. I mean, Putin went from being a civil servant with a salary of less than, in today's dollars, $50,000 a year, to being a billionaire in his first couple of years, you know, running Russia. And he did it mostly by elevating people around him into, you know, giving them state-owned enterprises or helping them buy them, you know, breaking media companies and selling them off and stuff like that. And those guys then kicked back money to Putin or gave him shares of stock in their companies and things like that. So, yeah, Trump would, you know, certainly do the same thing. I mean, you know, I think it's fairly well documented that he made several $100 million while he was president. And much of it came from people staying in his hotel in Washington, D.C. And then, you know, everywhere he went, he would have the Secret Service stay in his properties, and he would jack up the room rates whenever they did. You know, he just turned the presidency into a money machine. He'll do it again, worse.
I think that if he gets back in power, he's going to do it more Putin style this time. And didn't Putin steal the oil, one of the oil oligarchs' business from him and stick him in prison?
I believe so. I don't. I'm no expert on, you know, how Putin got rich. There's a couple of good books on the topic, but which I'm aware of, but I haven't read.
Well, I think that's one of his driving forces. I think he wants to be the richest man in the world, and he figures if he can rape America like Putin did Russia, he'll get there.
I think you may well be right, Mark. Mark, thanks for the call. Point made. Bruce in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm new to your show, and I certainly love listening to it. It's nice to, you know, kind of hear other people that think and feel the way I do.
Thank you.
But it also feels sort of unnecessary. Well, ineffective. I felt for a long time that the Republicans can't win the election with Trump, but that the Democrats can lose. We're in a very red state, so I don't see anything that the Democrats are doing. But I feel like they just don't get it and are not running the campaign that they need to run to beat Trump. So I'm very much hoping that you see or know things that I don't know, because, again, in Tennessee, Democrats aren't going to spend any money, be a waste of money, that can make me feel better about how the Democrats are running. They don't speak to the guts. They don't seem to get it to me.
I don't disagree with part of your analysis, Bruce. I think that much of the Democratic Party's messaging has been relatively ineffective for decades. And part of the problem is that the Democratic Party is largely driven bottom up, whereas the Republican Party is largely driven top down. So, you know, there are literally 1,500 right-wing radio stations in America, and there are hundreds of right-wing talk show hosts. I'll be getting together with them this weekend in New York at the Talkers Convention. I know a lot of these people. Every day they get the talking points. They get them from the Heritage Foundation. They get them from the RNC. There is nothing like that progressive hosts get. There is no communication at all, and hasn't been since the Obama administration. And even the Obama administration didn't do a good job of that. The last administration that did a reasonable job of communicating with media was the Clinton administration, frankly. I've got some criticisms. But what I would suggest, Bruce, is if you care about this, if you're concerned, particularly in Tennessee, about how it's being done, show up at the local Democratic Party meeting. If you volunteer to become a precinct committee person, which they're generally begging people to do, which is typically, a couple hours, every month to go to the meetings and participate, you become the person who picks the primary candidates. You become the person who writes the platform for the party in your state. You become the person who has probably the loudest voice on messaging, and you become the person that your members of Congress from Tennessee and your two senators from Tennessee, should the day ever come that they're Democrats, come and meet with and talk to and listen to and take seriously. And it's an incredibly powerful position that pretty much anybody can walk into. And you sound like a guy who's thoughtful and cares. And I would strongly encourage you to become part of the solution rather than just complaining about it.
We are very active in the local Democratic Party.
Good.
But it feels at the national level, they don't get it.
Yeah. Well, there are openings in the national party, too. But largely it's got to be driven from the bottom up. And like I said, that's part of the problem. Every Democrat seems to have their own idea of what's the most important message out there. And thus, you don't have, three important points that get hammered every day for a week. And then the next week you change and you've got three more important points that get hammered. That's how the Republicans do it. The Democrats haven't done that as long as I've been in radio. And I used to be on the Republicans list during the Bush administration. And I used to read their stuff on the air, and then somebody figured that out, and I've tried to get back on the list a couple times, and they know me, so I don't get them anymore. But I'm telling you, they've got a really disciplined message machine over on the right, and
I know, and we don't.
And in a way, I kind of like that. I agree with you; it's ineffective, but it also is a characteristic of how Democrats view how democracy should work, which is that it should be driven from the bottom up rather than the top down. Republicans, on the other hand, are not big fans of democracy. They're really, fans of autocracy, and that's, top down by definition. So there you go. Bruce, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I look forward to future conversations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mike in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Good to talk to you, and good to hear another Tennessean who is also concerned in the same ways that I am.
That's right. It's Tennessee to Tennessee.
I'm in a little blue dot in a big red state, and mm-hmm. it's kind of scary here. And I agree with him. The local Democratic Party just doesn't seem to do. They're trying, and I do think people are waking up, like you said before. But anyway, to my point. I agree 100% with everything you were saying about Russia, the whole Russia thing, and Trump being essentially a Manchurian candidate, and the number of people who are not only in Congress and in state positions all over the country who are just fall right in line with that MAGA death cult of his, who are along those same beliefs. Mm. What do we do when there are so many of those individuals who are willing to back him no matter what, when those people want to be a wing of Russia, who want to be, like the Tucker Carlsons of the world and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the ones who are literally pushing this idea that, we should be more like Russia because Putin is this real strong leader do we do? How do we fight that? Because I've heard you say that despair is not an option. We have to fight back. How do we fight that?
Correct. Well, first of all, if Trump becomes president, it will probably foreclose the option of using the ballot box as a way to regain democratic power in the United States. But for the moment, we have the ballot box, and we have to use it. It's just that simple. We have to win this election. We have to win it massively in state after state after state, and in county after county, and in city after city. And, you know, Nashville, has a vibrant Democratic community in Nashville, Tennessee, as I'm sure you know, Mike.
It does.
That's what we need to be doing get on social media and promote, the proper ideas, share the message, talk to your neighbors and friends and relatives, keep it going, be sure that you're registered to vote.
Along that same line, another concern along that exact line is, just like you were saying just a moment ago, the difference between the messaging machine on the right and the left is dangerously bad, because on the left-hand side, because we don't unify in our message, because there are so many different opinions on what's the right approach, this has put us in a position where our only option right now is being quote-unquote punished by a faction of the left who want to use what's going on in Israel and what they see as capitulation to horrors, and they literally come out and say, "I don't care that Trump would be worse. I'm not going to vote for this."
Yeah, there's a small percentage of people who call themselves left who have been captured by Russia, essentially, and or China, or both. And I think it's a real tragedy. I know a couple of these people, and you just can't even talk to them. They've just gone down that rabbit hole. It looks like Bob Kennedy is doing the same thing. I mean, there's and I've even seen this with a couple of organizations that I used to have a lot of respect for that now I just am disgusted by. We can only do what we can do. And each one of us, indivisible.org does great stuff. You can sign up with them. And, of course, your local Democratic Party. Mike, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
More of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. 46 minutes past the hour. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Hey, friends. Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters.
This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartmann. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartmann to get your very own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartmann. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Clarkston, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. If your listeners don't know, there's going to be a vote on the Right to Contraception Act. I think it's tomorrow, to protect birth control access.
That's in the Senate, right?
In the Senate. And we doubt if it'll pass because the Republicans probably won't vote for it. But
it
will get on record. Yeah, and it will get on record that they did that. Right. But what I'm asking your listeners to do is what you ask us to do. Get involved. I'm texting this to everybody I know and asking them to share it. Because what I find is the young people, they don't have time to be involved in politics. I didn't when I was working. I do now that I'm retired. Secondly, and this is not a sarcastic question, it's a true question. They seem to be going after the women's rights for abortion, now birth control, but I don't hear a damn thing about Viagra. And I don't understand that. And I have no problem with men using it. But why is this not being attacked as it is considered unnatural as birth control is?
Well, birth control.
And finally, if Trump.
Let me just respond to that, and then you can go to your next one. Birth control and abortion both reduce the number of babies. Viagra arguably increases the number of babies. So.
Why would we want to increase the number of babies? I taught in the inner city of Detroit. You don't want to increase the number of babies.
Well, a lot of this is being driven explicitly by the Catholic Church. And now by evangelical right-wing Protestants as well. I mean, they jumped on that bandwagon in 1980. But the Catholic doctrine, I mean, it dates back to, and this is my opening rant today, you know, that evangelical Christianity that says we have the only one God, we have the only right way to live, we know how it is, and you damn well better do exactly what we say. The only way you can enforce that kind of thing is to have a bigger army than the other guys, you know, the people that you intend to conquer. And so what you find is the evangelical religions, specifically Christianity and Islam, tend to, or sects within those religions, tend to focus very, very heavily on having lots and lots of babies to outpopulate those who might oppose them or their policies. And therefore, you know, having more babies with Viagra, they view as a positive good, even though, as you point out, it's unnatural. And having fewer babies with birth control or abortion, they view as an evil.
Good
it's all
point.
About power.
Thank you. Yeah, it is about power. Secondly, Tom, if Trump wins, I think you better move to Canada to do your radio show.
Yeah, I get that.
And
although I'm
finally,
not sure.
Finally, Marjorie Taylor Greene, during the State of the Union, she should have been barred from coming into the chambers. And what she did yesterday with Fauci, it's not enough to tell her to be quiet. She needs to be removed.
Yeah.
And that's my final comment. Thank you.
Well, you know, at least Kevin McCarthy, I believe, or maybe it was Paul Ryan, one of them had the courage to strip her of all of her committee assignments because of her bizarre behavior. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yes, she had lost all her committee assignments, and for a year or two, she basically all she could do was just vote on legislation or introduce legislation. And now Mike Johnson has given her back all her committee assignments, and some plum ones too, and she's making good use of them. But I'm with you. I think that she is an embarrassment. Thank
women
you,
women especially.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking
Bye.
To you. Thank you. Jules in St. Louis. Hey, Jules, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Yeah. It's obvious to me, and I don't understand why it's not being reported, that Marjorie Taylor Greene is Marjorie Taylor Greene that we see every day is the result of her overdosing on anabolic steroids.
I think that's possible. I mean, she owned a gym, and she's really pretty pumped up, apparently. But
anyone that's hung around gyms for any length of time knows what they're looking at.
Do women do that?
I just don't know what. Pardon?
Do women do that? Because the main steroid they use is testosterone, isn't it?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. I'd rather not speculate about people's personal lives. And I get it. You're welcome to, Jules.
I just did.
I'm not putting you down. And I'm not saying don't say it, but I'm not going to go there. I'd rather just deal with her behavior, you know, on its surface. But I'd never thought of that. I get it. Thank you, Jules.
I just wanted it known.
Okay. Well, there you did. Right in front of 6 million people. Thank you, Jules. Good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with the gap between CEOs and workers continuing to expand. And a couple of Texas male professors who want to flunk all of their female students who've had abortions, and now they're talking about birth control.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's tom.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always.